I think that's just lovely how those two readings come together from the beginning of Genesis and from the first chapter of John's Gospel. A reminder that God created our world perfect, everything that's in it. And then, being who we are, we mucked it up. And then Jesus came to restore us and enable us to have that right relationship with Christ again. Yeah. And so we come to talking about Christingles. You will find, if you want to know how to make one, you look at the screen. Down here is the alternative version. Not John, honestly.
Have you called those things?
Not by me yet.
Yes.
And he is my assistant. Whether he knows and whether I know what we're doing is a different matter. But we're told that the orange represents the world. And so we have an atlas. And if you really want to know, it's a freebie many years ago from Weetabix. And I'm not advertising, but what it really reminded me of, yes, the orange represents the world. The world that God created. The world that's unique. The world that is constantly changing. Our climate is changing. Most of you have heard or seen on the news either last night or this morning the tornadoes that came across Kentucky and other states in America, devastating everything. And it's also interesting, isn't it, that even the shape of land is changing. New islands pop up, things disappear, some of our coastline is going. But I wonder how many of you can think back to September. Well, the one thing that was in the news was a volcano erupting on La Palma. How many of you have forgotten about it? Some of you have. Because in fact, it's still going on. And the landscape around it is changing. Villages, houses disappeared. The lava's gone down into the sea, creating deltas. So God and creation is still going on. And we have to learn to play our part on it. Also, if you compare that atlas, the maps in there, with an up-to-date one, if there is such a thing as an up-to-date one now, we see the boundaries of countries that are disappearing or being overtaken. Think about the former USSR. So much has changed, hasn't it? And Sudan has been split into two. So many changes. And yet we're not always aware. And somehow we begin to need to pray for our world and we need to care for it where we are. And that's one of the core things about the orange for Christine. Reminder of our world. And the red ribbon reminds us of God's love that's wrapped around the world. And that was shown in the cross, in Christ's death on the cross. I was involved in a conversation earlier this week. And the question we were trying to deal with, did Jesus have to be both human and God? You get to ponder on that one. If Jesus was just human, then actually he couldn't be our saviour, could he? And he's God. And if he hadn't become human, I think many of us would question whether he understood what we went through and what life was like. And so we know in Jesus, both human and God. And that shone through in his life. and our challenge is to allow God to shine through us. But what is lovely is talking about grandchildren being born, is that Jesus was born as a helpless baby. He had to be looked after and cared for. And in circumstances that I think Paul, if his grandchild had been born in that stable, in that manger, would have probably had 150 fits, at least. But he experienced so much of what we did. And it is love, his sacrifice on the cross, his resurrection, that makes so much difference. One of my favourite quotes, which I know I've used before, because it's one of my favourites, is a former Archbishop of Canterbury, Rowan Williams, who was in 9/11, was actually in New York. And he's been questioned quite often. And I think it's questions we have. When something isn't right, something goes wrong. Where is God in situations like that? And his reply was, where he always is, in the acts of love and the generosity that people give to one another in times of crisis. And he goes on to say, when people ask the question, where is God? And I guess some of us are like that as well. They almost expect sometimes an answer in terms of God who comes in and solves it all and stops things happening. But God seems to work in the heart of all and through people. And the cross is that gateway between us and God. Christ's blood was shed, he rose again. And it's through each one of us that his love shines out to the world. And hopefully, through us, it shines out to the neighbours and the people we're in contact with. And so we come to the dried, well, we come to the fruits of the earth. Ooh.
Oh, well, shouldn't I be doing that?
Yeah, go for it. Go for it. But I just thought that we've kind of got cocktail sticks, but we've got all sorts of there. Let's see, what have we got in there, John?
What have we got? What do we think this is?
Banana.
What's this? Banana. Any toast, anybody? Yes, we got.
Nothing but the best.
Nothing but the best. And if you want something to drink with your pan of chocolate,
coffee.
Yes. Oh, what have we got here? Oh.
Are they squashed?
No, they're not. They're not. We've got a very lovely small bunch of grapes. And we've got some biscuits. That's right, biscuits. Something else happened to cup of tea? No. We've got something that I like, but something which isn't universally popular, particularly with young people, but something that usually adorns Christmas plates. Brussels sprouts. Hands up who likes Brussels sprouts. Oh, well done. Can't see any young hands. When my daughters were young, they would have two Brussels sprouts on their plate at Christmas Day, and they had to eat them before they could get their presents. Okay.
Do you know what? That's generosity. I was never given an option. I had to eat them.
We've got a potato. To have a roast potato with our Brussels sprouts. We've got carrots.
You know what I'm having for lunch, don't you? Brussels sprouts, carrots and potato.
With grapes to follow. Ooh, what's here? This might defeat me, I have to say. What have we got here? Rose hips and elderflowers and...
It's come from a bush which I always known as Mexican incense plant bush. He's got his uses, hasn't he? And that plant is butterflies and the bees just love it. And it normally comes out August, September, October. Big in flower now is amazing.
So, do we know what it is?
Weren't you listening?
I was listening to every word.
Is it Chipsophilia?
Sorry?
Is it Chipsophilia?
I wouldn't know its proper name. I've only ever known it as Mexican incense plant. Because that's what my dad said.
My dads are never wrong. Right, now then. We've got an apple. Lovely.
I think we call a halt there.
Okay.
Because we might be here all day.
Right.
And I want some lunch. I don't want anybody to eat, everybody else eating it. But it's amazing, isn't it? Because if you look what's there, a lot of it's come from right across the world, isn't it? And for our news and what we see, is there an iPad in there?
Yeah.
Is that we actually forget, don't we, where things come from, and that news is instant. And we don't always see the details. And what I find really interesting now, that we hear something's happened in America, or wherever, but we don't always hear the details. We hear it's just happened, and there's so many parts of the country, but we don't hear any news about that, isn't there? And what the devastation will do to some of the crops that we have. So we've got so much to give thanks for the fruits of God's creation. And that should take us to the light of the world. And the reading reminded us about God being the light, Jesus being the light of the world. And sometimes our little light is quite dim. We don't always think we're showing the love of Christ, but however dim, however bright, that love needs to shine through us in what we say, what we do, and how we go about. There's so many little ways we can share God's love. And I found it a bit scary the other Sunday, in the afternoon, because I hadn't been to church in the morning. And interesting enough, my next door neighbour said to me, "Are you all right? Because I didn't see you go to church this morning." One, I rejoiced that he'd noticed. But I just thought, I haven't really said much, but sometimes it's the little things. Sometimes it's a conversation. Just little things like, I'm taking a service, or I'm... got the clergy to assist me this morning, or whatever. But often it is in the little things that we do, in the caring, in the checking out. But above all, is being willing to say that I'm a follower of Christ, and I want his light to shine. And my prayer for you is, Chris Tingle, as you go home with your little bag, and you make them, that you will remember that God's love is always there for us. He gives us our creation and all that's in it. He's made the way for us to come to a living relationship with Christ, with God. And we need to respond and live out that love, that excitement, that light in our everyday life.